morning truth. Yesterday, I told you that there were three things that happened because of the majesty of Jesus' divine power that happened when he died, which should be exalted and discussed more than it usually is. On yesterday, I told you about the tearing of the veil, which granted us access to enter into the presence of God. This morning, I want to talk to you about the two other things that happened because of Jesus' divine power. In Matthew 27, beginning at verse 51, the scripture reads, "At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of their tombs after Jesus' resurrection, and they went into the holy city and appeared to many people." This morning, I want to talk to you about how the earth shook and the tombs that broke open. The earth shook so that rock split. The fact that the creator of the earth had took his last breath on earth was enough to convulse the physical universe. I want you to remember that a star in the sky heralded at Jesus' birth, and the shaking of the earth heralded when he took his last breath. The world itself shook as the body and the spirit of its maker were separated from each other. We cannot ignore that the scriptures continue, and it tells us about the tombs that broke open and the bodies of the many holy people that had died, and how they were raised, and how they came out of their tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared amongst people. These people returned to Jerusalem, where their friends and their families were, where they could be recognized. Just like Lazarus and Jairus' daughter and the widow of Nain's son, who had also passed through physical death and was resurrected. Understand this, even in Jesus' death, he sought to serve. Even in death, he wanted us to know. He wanted us to understand. He wanted us to be convinced that resurrection was not exclusive to him. When Jesus took his last breath and the tombs cracked open, it was as if he was saying, "Forget the suffering that has been seen. Forget the whispers that's going on amongst the crowds. Don't trust what you see with your eyes. Don't trust what you hear. Trust me. For I said I will rise, and I will." I believe Jesus wanted to remind us of the words that he spoke to the people in John 14 and 3, when he said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself. That is where I am, you may also be." He's telling us that his death is just so that he can go and prepare a place for us, and he's coming back, and that we're going to be resurrected, and he'll be able to take us with him so that where he is, we may also be. God has no respect of person, no favorites. He raised his friend Lazarus from the dead to show us his love for those he calls friend. Jesus rose and walked out of that tomb so that we would know deep down in our souls that regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what life throws at us, that he's bigger, greater, and more powerful than it all. Scriptures tell us that everyone who has ever lived will be resurrected. And that when Jesus returns, he's going to separate the sheep on his right, and he's going to separate the goats on his left. The sheep represent believers, those that made the choice to follow Christ, to obey his commandments, to listen to his word. The goats represent those that chose to reject his commandments, to create their own commandments, to go against his word. Those who chose to live their lives outside of his will, outside of his ways. And that there will be one judgment day, and both the saved and the lost will be judged. You know, the veil has been torn, giving us all access to dwell in the kingdom of God. Resurrection has been shown before and after the death of Jesus to be real. The plan has been set, y'all, but the decision is yours. When we're all resurrected and have to stand before the throne of God on Judgment Day, will you be ushered into the kingdom through the access that has been granted us? How we live out our everyday lives is the determining factor concerning where we will spend eternity. This morning, I want to play an old school gospel song for you. It's the legendary Miss Aretha Franklin singing, "Mary, Don't You Weep." I wanted to play this song for you today to remind you that Jesus calls us friend. And again, just like he went to where they laid his friend Lazarus down and he resurrected him, the same applies to us. You'll notice that in the song, the lyrics mention how Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. Don't miss the message. See, because just like Pharaoh was going after the Israelites to recapture them and take them back into slavery, some of you under the sound of my voice have some things and even some people that want to take you back to who you used to be, that want to take you back to the things that you used to do. But I want to remind you that not only does the God that we serve have resurrecting power, but he has the power to part seas. Let's give God some praise this morning for his divine power, power that can restore life to what was dead, power that can create new paths for us to escape from what is trying to destroy us. Join us tomorrow for Jesus' resurrection party. Be blessed.
story of two sisters.
When we first heard Aretha Franklin many years ago, we heard her singing this song. I have heard of a land where we shall never grow old.